Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Wait. Hold the phone on this one. Wait a second. I've seen headlines like this one. 15 diseases that doctors get wrong. Come on! I am sick and tired of these headlines making us doctors look like complete buffoons. Now, listen here, okay? Doctors are humans, okay? I know you guys don't think, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia is so smart. I am, okay? But, you know, in general, we are human. And we don't get things wrong, okay? Doctors don't get things wrong. They work with the tools they have. They figure the stuff out, and then they tell you what they think is going on. There's really no right or wrong, okay? Unless, you know, we're talking about, like, pregnancy. You're either pregnant or you're not. You either have high cholesterol or you don't. But there's so many other conditions that could be part of a constellation of things wrong with you that before you start blaming us, blame yourself. You guys are the ones with the disease. I mean, well, you know, we can only do so much. Okay? I mean, I got into medical school not because I had the best grades, not because I had the best interview. I don't know how I got into medical school. Well, maybe they liked the whole package. Okay? And, you know, I got a pretty nice, good-looking package. That was probably it. You know, I was nice. I showed some compassion. I don't know how they saw that one. Apparently they thought I was compassionate. I fooled them. Had the grades. No, all right. I like people. You have to like people. Okay? You can be the most studious person in the whole wide world. All right? I mean, and really know your algebra and your, I don't know, parabolas and find the surface area under a curve and I don't know all that stuff. But if you can't deal with people and if you can't speak to people, if you can't communicate, if you can't teach, the medical schools aren't going to want you. Okay, we have enough brainiacs figuring out all the science of things. Okay, we don't need a brainiac. We also don't need show-offs. If you want to get into medical school, don't be a show-off. Don't sit there and act like your poop doesn't stink. Okay, our poop stinks. In fact, I think we spent a day in medical school examining how much our poop stunk. One guy in our class, woo-hoo, he won. We could tell, he didn't even have to poop. We could tell before it came out that it stank. So, we're normal people. We're human beings. We have a lot of training. All right? We have a lot of training. All right? Your nurse practitioners and physician assistants are starting to gain a lot of that training experience, a lot of experience. Your nurse practitioners, PAs, doctors were, I mean, handling people over and over and over again. At some point, you figure the stuff out. All right? But we're human. Okay? We're not God. Now, do some doctors have God complexes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. And that's scary. Okay? Remember the Tower of Babel? I don't know, there was some movie or TV show years ago where I guess with the Tower of Babel, you know, somebody, you know, shot an arrow up into the sky to get God, and they thought they were better than God. God turned around and said, all right, well, none of you guys are now going to be able to speak the same language, so now y'all are going to, you know, speak different languages. You're going to speak Italian, you're going to speak Cuban, you're going to speak Mexican with a Mayan dialect. You're going to speak Chinese, you're going to speak Japanese, and after the Tower of Babel, everybody spoke a whole bunch of different languages. Okay? So I get very, very nervous based on that. That's how I interpret the Tower of Babel. And that's why I call Babel babbling. Right? You know, your mom's like, what are you babbling about? Right? Or your wife is like, what are you babbling about? All right? It's because of the Tower of Babel. That's where it came from. Everybody was babbling a whole bunch of different languages. Hey, I'm not a theologist. Okay, if you don't like my interpretation of the Bible, you talk to your priest. Talk to your rabbi. But that's how I look at it. Okay, so that's where babbling came from. Now, back to the God complex. Some of these doctors, they'll start to feel kind of good about themselves. They'll really do. You know, they got their white coat. They got their scrubs with some of their sexy chest hair coming out. Okay? As they walk down the hall, some of the nurses are like, "Ooh, you're so handsome." You get flirted with a lot when you're a doctor. I'm a female doctor, and I get flirted with a lot by men and women. I don't know what to do with that. I'm a married woman, but, you know, you're in a position of power. So it can kind of get to you. Now, me, again, I feel like God's always in the room. So there is no way, no way in hell I would let me even think that I have the power of the Lord. No way. But I got to tell you, when you deliver that baby or when you do CPR and you save a life, wow. I mean, it really gives you confidence for me, not this God complex, but this confidence that we make a difference. And I got to tell you, I do strut my stuff a little bit, not because I think I want people to bow down. No, it's because I feel like I have a use. We need to feel useful. Right? I'm sick and tired of seeing these headlines. Doctors are getting it wrong. Doctors are ruining the healthcare system. Doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. Doctors are the root of all evil. Okay, shut up. All right, we have a purpose on this earth, and a lot of us are doing a damn good job doing that purpose. So going back to if you want to go to medical school, all right, and I understand with this whole new Obamacare healthcare system that we're in and us moving towards socialized, I can understand why it doesn't look appealing. So first, God bless you for wanting to do that. But show that you aren't going to walk around with a God complex. Show that you are an adjunct to patient health, and patients are the key to them getting better. They're the ones that hold most of the power. And you are there to assist the patient in making the right decision, getting the medicine they need, the access they need. Show that. Show some humbleness. Show that you are willing to learn, and you have a hell of a lot to learn. And the one thing about medicine is you always need to learn because there's always new things. Okay? Show that your poop doesn't stink. Bring a cup of your poop to the interview and go, "This is proof that my poop doesn't stink. Hasn't smelled up the room yet." I think that's very effective. I would also show that you have a good bedside manner, okay? You know, people want to know that you're nice, you know, and that you're cuddly. Okay, don't be afraid to shake someone's hand, touch somebody. I mean, appropriately, of course. All right, and make sure you tell them you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, because then they'll know you really have intelligence. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials and has to listen to my show day in and day out. Poor guy. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I feel sorry for you, too. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize. My microphone is a little bit limp today. It keeps falling. I don't understand what's going on. I'm tightening this thing. I got all these little gadgets here in front of me. See, hold on. See, it's going. There, now I'm here. Now it's going. So I apologize. I'm having some issues. I don't know what word for it. It's acting limp. So I apologize. If I go in and out, it's because there's some, it's not very, being very erect, my microphone. Not sure what to do about it. Let's go to some headlines. All right. We're going to talk a lot, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Apparently aspirin again has been found to significantly cut cancer rate. Taking a small dose of aspirin a day. This is some pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. Also, we may need to lay off the tobacco companies because tobacco may actually be what helps us fight Ebola. Yes, the tobacco plant. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about which states seem to be smoking the most marijuana. We're also going to talk about how women over 40 when they're pregnant are three times more likely to need a C-section. We'll talk about more Ebola news as we get them. And for those of you that still have a major annual Disneyland trip, I don't know how you could afford an annual Disneyland trip, there are 13 things that you could do at Disneyland that supposedly most of us didn't know you could do. So we got a lot to talk about on the show, but never too much to talk about to not take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's look at this aspirin a day. An aspirin a day may keep the cancer away, especially if we're looking at bowel, stomach, and esophageal cancer. I remember my father taking an aspirin a day in the 80s because he said it would prevent colon cancer. And I was like, what? Really? You know, I mean, in the 80s, though, I was too busy bebopping to Michael Jackson and Madonna to really understand what was going on in health news. But I remember my father saying that. He also said if you eat tomatoes, you don't get colon cancer. So remember, scientists were still smart even 30 years ago. Unfortunately, my dad died of a heart attack anyway, despite the aspirin. But what's very interesting about aspirin fighting bowel cancer, stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, or preventing it, is aspirin has been, we've been cautioned to not use aspirin because we're afraid of what it could do to the GI system. It could cause a GI bleed, right, where you could have ulcerations, etc. And taking an aspirin a day could be dangerous for many people. However, it can also prevent bowel cancer. So I find something like that really, that's not fascinating to you? That's like totally fascinating to me. Researchers, they say, analyzed all available evidence from studies and clinical trials looking at benefits and harm, found that aspirin for 10 years could cut bowel cancer cases by around 35% and deaths from bowel cancer by 40%. Esophageal and stomach cancer were cut by 30% and deaths from these cancers by 35 to 50%, being reported by Fox News. Professor Jack Kuzik, head of the Cancer for Center Prevention at Queen Mary University of London, said the evidence showed that to reap the benefits of aspirin, oh, I need to do it with the accent, people need to take a daily dose of 75 to 100 milligrams for at least 5 years and probably up to 10 years. Between the ages of 50 and 65, just jolly good fun. I love the British accent. I can speak that all day. I know that wasn't that good. I'll work on it. Yeah, he says you need to take the bloody daily dose of 75 to 100 milligrams. Now, most of the baby aspirins are 81. I don't know how they got that one in there. So if you're taking a baby aspirin, which is about 81 milligrams, you should be fine. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay, what's your problem? Esophageal cancer. Very, very scary sucker, isn't it? And what is a cause of esophageal cancer? Acid reflux. Excuse me. Acid reflux. So acid reflux changes the lining of the esophagus, right? The feeding tube that goes from your mouth down to your stomach. That's that tube. Changes the lining of it, could make it turn cancerous because that lining was never designed to handle acid. So how does taking an aspirin protect against that if aspirin could increase stomach acid? I don't know. I don't think we know. Right? Unless inflammation causes cancer, lack of good blood flow causes cancer, pain, stress causes cancer. Aspirin has been known to be the super drug for decades. And I think aspirin is a super drug. Now, mind you, Some of you are a little weary, you know, because we have all this Obamacare stuff going on. And many of you guys' medications you were taking, you can't take anymore. So I know some of you think we're doling out a bunch of crap, telling you that now you can just take a little bit to each teeny bitty aspirin, and that's going to solve all your health care woes. I know, I'm a little suspicious of that, too. You know, all these studies come out where basically you could use stuff in your kitchen cupboard. You don't have to go to the doctor. Now we have less people spending money on health care. Do not take anything I say on the show, if it's good news or bad news in terms of a study, and not discuss it with your doctor. You need to discuss this with your medical provider, all right? Because some of you may not qualify for the aspirin. Okay? Remember, 60-year-olds who take daily aspirin for 10 years could increase GI bleed. They say to about 3.6%, very, very life-threatening for many. Okay? We also want you to stop smoking. We want you to cut your weight, etc. All right? Aspirin was originally developed by the German drug maker Bayer, hence Bayer aspirin. It could decrease the risk of clots forming on blood vessels, help you against heart attack, stroke, etc. Many people that have had a heart attack or heart disease, we give them aspirin. When you're having a heart attack right there in the ER, I give you an aspirin to chew. We have you chew that aspirin because it's anti-clot forming. You know, I know you're like, okay, take a breath. Take the aspirin, chew the aspirin down. So we've been using aspirin. I highly recommend aspirin for people who qualify for it. But if you don't qualify for it, like having risk of GI bleed, the answer is no. You need to leave that alone. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting here. All right. Okay, we're going to quickly switch to vacation news because I know people are still on vacation. Now, I was just at Disneyland, and I just powered through the roller coasters like Space Mountain or out of Indiana Jones, and then I get tired and go to sleep. So I really don't spend time looking at everything in the park. Well, according to Daily News Dig, they say there are 13 things you never knew you could do at Disneyland. Number one, you could pilot the Mark Twain riverboat. They said if you ask one of the Disney cast members if you could visit the wheelhouse, they will take you to a secret ladder on the second floor, introduce you to the captain. You will get an opportunity to steer the riverboat, blow the whistle, and ring the Mark Twain bell. I had no idea. I see the riverboat. I just wave to everybody. They say you can eat the plants in Tomorrowland. They say Walt Disney wanted to create an area of this park that would act as a food farm for fruits and herbs were planted in Tomorrowland for visitors to consume. I never see people eat the plants, but I guess it's in Tomorrowland. I don't really remember plants in Tomorrowland. I know there's a lot of metal and Star Wars and all that other stuff there. They say you can pull on the rope on the Indiana Jones adventure ride. While you're waiting in line, there's a sign saying, caution, do not pull the rope. But actually, they write the knot over and it says do. So I guess if you do, you hear, I guess, some crashing and stuff. It's supposed to be pretty cool. The teacups. Some of the teacups are faster than others. You know that teacup ride? They say if you want a fast spinner jump, you have to get on the orange teacup with diamonds. There's an orange teacup that has diamonds, or you want to get on a purple one. They say if speed is not your cup of tea, then go to the teacups with hearts. The hearts are supposed to be slower. That's cool. When you do the Haunted Mansion, you can actually add a cast member for a death certificate at the end of the ride. All right? Not everyone gets a death certificate, but they can give them out. There is a pet cemetery. The Haunted Mansion has a pet cemetery, and one of the cast members can give you a tour of the pet cemetery. That's very interesting. There's apparently a manhole cover that gives you music. In Mickey's Toontown, there's this fountain with musical instruments, and the instruments are imprinted on the manhole covers near the fountain, which plays the musical instrument that when you jump on it. There's little silhouettes. You could actually be in the steam train, front of the train, and you could ride in the Lily Bell train car. I don't know what that is. I only know Space Mountain. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, again, thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. I know we got to be nice to Tom. Please be nice to Tom. He has a very, very difficult shift working with me. All right, tobacco. We may have to go easy on tobacco plants because tobacco plants may be helping us to fight Ebola more than we know. All right? Apparently, there's a treatment. okay, that has gained a lot of global attention because of its role in experimental Ebola therapy. This treatment has only been tested in lab animals before it was given to the two American workers in Liberia that were flown back. And it consists of these proteins called monoclonal antibodies. These monoclonal antibodies, all right, bind to and inactivate the Ebola virus. And the treatment was tested in lab animals and hadn't been tested in humans, but that's why they called it experimental. They tried it on the humans. Now, biotech companies usually make these antibodies by growing genetically engineered mouse cells in these enormous metal bioreactors, okay? However, with Ebola, this treatment is called ZMapp, and it's developed by MAP Pharmaceuticals. And the antibodies were produced in tobacco plants at Kentucky Bioprocessing. This is, I guess, a part of Reynolds American, a huge tobacco company. So, tobacco plants produced monoclonals are now called plantibodies. Yeah, they're called plantibodies. Isn't that cute? All right. According to Erica Ullman Sapphire, professor of Scripps Research Institute and a prominent researcher in viral hemorrhagic fever diseases like Ebola, says tobacco makes for a good vehicle to express the antibodies because it's inexpensive and you can produce a lot of it. It's grown in a greenhouse. You can manufacture kilograms of this tobacco. It's a lot less expensive than trying to use cell cultures. And you can even smoke it afterwards. No smoking. All right, so basically, in the standard method of this type of engineering, what happens is they take the DNA, and it's slipped into these bacteria. And the microbe, the bacteria, then turn around and produce a protein that can be used to fight the disease. All right? There's also molecular farming, where you use a plant instead of the bacteria. So they're using the tobacco plant Nicotiana benthamianus, okay? And the gene is inserted into a virus that then is used to infect the tobacco plant. Now, this virus, kind of like a Trojan horse, brings the DNA, the engineered DNA, this DNA is planned to do something, into the plant. The plant cells are now infected with the virus and the gene. This gene forces it to produce this target protein. The leaves now have this target protein that we could use for fighting Ebola. The tobacco leaves are grown, harvested, processed. We take this protein out, purify it. ZMapp's protein is a monoclonal antibody. It looks like regular antibodies that we have, but it is very, very specific. It has a high affinity for particular cells like Ebola. So basically what you're doing is you're designing something, but you can't just make that in the lab. It has to be made through a natural process. So what you're doing is you're manipulating a plant, or how what we used to do, manipulate mice, to make the, have their cells make the antibody that you want. Then you take the antibody out. I mean, it'd be easier if you could just make the damn antibody. But no, we're using an animal, or we're using a plant, in this case tobacco, to make that antibody for us that we could then use to inject into a healthy person to help fight Ebola, because that healthy person or that sick person with Ebola doesn't have the right antibody to begin with. This is cool. This is super cool. I hope you guys are appreciating what I, okay, anyway. All right, so now this monoclonal antibody, or this little antibody, finds the virus cells and it inactivates them. Now, right now this drug has only been produced in very tiny quantities, but now there's a lot of debate on should we now start to just harvest like this like crazy so we can now turn around and give it to people dying of Ebola. I think the death toll now is up to like 936 of ones we know. In fact, it's sad. You're seeing people dead left out in the middle of the street because family members don't want to touch the Ebola-stricken body because word got out that people were getting Ebola from handling their dead family members. So you see dead people out in the street. This is some pretty frightening stuff. People are very, very scared. All right. I'm not really too sure about the safety of these things. Okay. Again, you aren't smoking the tobacco. You're not chewing the tobacco. You're not rolling it up. mixing it with marijuana, making a dupe. They're just using the tobacco as a kind of like a transport or a like a facility. They're pulling the protein out, cleaning the protein off, so nobody has to worry about getting like lung cancer from something like this. All right, but the manufacturing process could still be with risks. The FDA, of course, has to get involved and approve it. If they like the plant extraction process and they don't think that the extraction process is going to contaminate the drug, it could go forward. Tobacco plants grow very, very quickly. Now, you know, we look at things as either good or bad. We've always done this, right? You know, we've looked at like tobacco. Tobacco is bad. I gotta hand it to these companies for showing us that tobacco can actually be very, very useful. It keeps the market going, which is a very, very important market. The tobacco market is huge. Mind you, I'm a doctor, and I want everybody to stop smoking. I hate smoking. I hate when you smoke. I think first-hand, second-hand, third-hand smoke. In fact, we probably should eventually have a law that if you have a child, you cannot be a smoker anywhere in that house, anywhere in the vicinity, anywhere on your clothes or car. You know, because these poor kids are picking up second and third hand smoke. But again, I don't want a totalitarian government, so I'm not going to be recommending that. But, you know, I see it's going down that path because you have innocent people being exposed to tobacco. However, that doesn't mean that the plant that is made in nature is useless. Right? Just like botulism toxin. Botulism toxin is very, 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 very bad. It could kill you. However, we have found medicinal uses for it. Migraines, laryngeal spasm, fillers for the skin, not fillers, but paralytics for the skin to make you look less wrinkled. So there's some pretty cool stuff out there that we think is bad that we can actually use as good. You know, I really think we need to get some homeopaths also on the case because they are experts at using something that is toxic, diluting it down and actually making it a cure. I told you guys about the syrup of Ipecac. We used to use syrup of Ipecac to make people vomit. Everybody had a syrup of Ipecac there to make you vomit if you ingested something dangerous. Then we decided, no, we don't want to have that around the house because if a child ingested something dangerous, you don't want them to pass out and then start vomiting and then unfortunately drown in their own vomit. So we just decided, you know what, call 911, call Poison Control Center. We're not going to induce a vomiting. But Ipecac makes you vomit. However, when I was having morning sickness, my family medicine homeopath friend said, look, go get some homeopathic Ipecac. I did that and boom, my morning sickness was gone like instantaneously. And morning sickness doesn't go away that quickly. And it wasn't placebo. For some reason, my body recognized just enough, learned how to deal with it. And I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I wish I knew more about homeopathics. So I would suggest that as we are figuring out new and improved diagnoses for diseases out there, make sure you get all heads involved. Get the nurse, get the dentist, get the pharmacist, get the homeopath, get the massage therapist, get the physical therapist. Okay, get the doctor, the DO, the MD, the PhD. Get everybody involved and let them put their heads together because there's some cool stuff we could do out there. All right, when we come back, what are very common diagnoses that apparently this resource thinks doctors get wrong? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so health.com, and I like health.com. I read their articles a lot. They have a lot of good information. They have an article here entitled 15 Diseases Doctors Often Get Wrong. I think this is entitled very stupidly. I'm not really a big fan of the title of this, but I get it. The media has to attract your attention. It sure the heck attracted mine, and now I'm going to be talking about their article on air. So, mission accomplished on their end. But let me just say, no, doctors do not get these things wrong. That's a very stupid title. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Okay, but this is a very good discussion on what type of things could be going on and how a lot of the symptoms could sway us towards another direction, which many times is a very, very smart direction. So we'll talk about it. Number one, talk about irritable bowel syndrome. All right. They say irritable bowel syndrome is a lot of times a diagnosis of elimination. So if you walk in and you have symptoms of, let's say, diarrhea and constipation back and forth and bloating and cramping, etc., many times I'll say you probably have irritable bowel syndrome, which is why I'm sorry I don't get the disease wrong. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to be mad at this. I'm going to be complaining about this the whole segment. Okay, anyway. All right, so I'm like, you probably have irritable bowel syndrome. However, with the capital H, just because you have bloating and abdominal cramping and diarrhea alternating with constipation doesn't mean that without any testing, I could be 100% sure that this is irritable bowel syndrome. What other diseases cause diarrhea, bloating, cramping, abdominal pain, a lot of things. I mean, appendicitis could cause abdominal pain, could cause severe cramping. Gynecological issues like endometriosis, ovarian cyst rupture. A parasite could cause diarrhea. Salmonella. Giardia, all right? You know, you could get abdominal, you could get these symptoms from so many things. Colon cancer could cause constipation, could cause cramping, bloating. So I would be the stupidest doctor in the world to let you walk in and I go, you know what, it's just irritable bowel, see you. Meanwhile, you could be brewing a colon cancer. So, this should be entitled 15 Diseases Doctors Really Need a Good Pat on the Back for Finding, but I get what health.com needs to do. Nice article. All right. So, irritable bowel syndrome. This is what I want to tell you guys. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, it's just irritable bowel. He may be right, but ask him, how do we know this diarrhea isn't from a parasite? Can you just do a stool culture on me? How do we know we're not looking at some sort of an obstruction or some early colon cancer, etc.? All right, should we do the proper testing? Usually, I make sure all my quote-unquote irritable bowel patients have seen a GI doctor and gotten their scope. As long as they know we don't have colitis, we don't have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or a tumor, etc., parasitic infection, then I could say you have irritable bowel syndrome. And we've talked about how to treat that. Fiber, making sure you're timing your bowels and getting yourself on a regular schedule, watching things that you eat like gluten, onions, beans. Beano seems to help a lot. Making sure you eat very tiny meals and not big meals. Don't swallow air. Swallowing air could cause that. So we'll spend more time on irritable bowel because we still have 14 diseases to go. But just don't let anybody say, it's irritable bowel and do nothing. We need to look a little deeper because so many other diseases mimic that. Okay? Next, celiac disease. Celiac disease is an immune reaction to gluten. Gluten is a protein in wheat. It's not a carbohydrate. It's a protein in wheat. Sometimes it takes the average patient 6 to 10 years to be properly diagnosed with celiac disease. Why? Well, because we didn't do blood tests and biopsies as often as we do now. So wheat, barley, rye could be an issue. Many people with celiac disease lose weight, but a lot of people don't. What many people don't realize is celiac disease could also have itchy skin, headaches, joint pain, heartburn, etc. However, there's other things that could cause weight loss, heartburn. Somebody comes in with weight loss and heartburn, I am not going to diagnose you with celiac disease day one. Yeah, I may run the test, but I'm going to make sure you don't have a malignancy of the esophagus or the stomach or the intestine. So celiac disease, very insidious in terms of, you know, where people don't realize they have it. But many of you could figure it out by just cutting back your gluten and see how you do. Fibromyalgia is another one. For those of you joining us at this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, they say fibromyalgia, a lot of times doctors get wrong. You have a lot of symptoms like pain, fatigue, etc. But again, doctors do not get this wrong. Okay, fibromyalgia is many times another diagnosis of exclusion. Because if you come in with neck pain and back pain and joint pain and muscle pain, all right, even though I may say, look, we could be looking at fibromyalgia, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm still going to make sure you aren't walking around with rheumatoid arthritis. I'm going to make sure it's not your cholesterol medication causing muscle aches. I'm going to make sure there's nothing else going on. Sometimes your potassium could be low. Your calcium could be low. I'd be an idiot if I didn't look at anything else. So fibromyalgia, many times you have these trigger points, these tender points, and we're going to be talking in the next hour about what these lidocaine shots are that we find that are very, very helpful, these trigger point injections. But fibromyalgia, many times you have about anywhere from like 11 to 21 of these spots throughout your body. I could tell when somebody has fibromyalgia because they do not want to get massages. It hurts too much. That's me. I have fibromyalgia. Luckily, it's bearable, and I don't take anything for it, and I manage it with exercise and, you know, prayer. But I cannot stand a massage because if they hit these spots, it is so painful. I don't like it. Rheumatoid arthritis. They say a lot of times gets misdiagnosed. Inflammation, painful swelling of the joint, but many times people just call it arthritis. They don't realize it's rheumatism. I don't see doctors miss this at all. Somebody comes in with joint pain. We usually run an arthritic panel and rheumatism is on there, the rheumatoid factors. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but I understand. Multiple sclerosis. This is when the immune system attacks your nerve cells, hurts the myelin sheath. Very, very dangerous disease because you get numbness, weakness, tingling. Now you can't move as well. You could start getting bed sores, etc. because many people become wheelchair bound. Hopefully you find MS early. You usually need a spinal tap or an MRI to confirm the diagnosis. Multiple sclerosis usually will not get missed if the weakness is being evaluated by the neurologist or the family doc or internist who's, or the medical provider who decides to look a little further and get the MRI. You'll notice a growing theme to this is testing has to be done. Whether we'll be able to do that in this latest of healthcare environment is another question. Lyme disease many times gets missed. Lyme disease, I will admit, is probably one of the diseases that gets missed because I trained in the Southwest and I never saw a patient with Lyme disease. Lyme disease is usually a tick-borne illness that you get in more of the cooler climates, more back east. So I had to learn about it, and there's a pretty pathognomonic, I can't say the word, sort of rash, these like, you know, these target lesions. But whenever somebody is kind of achy, joint pain, flu-like symptoms, etc., you could run Lyme titers. And if they don't remember having a history of a Lyme bite or a tick bite, that could give them Lyme disease. You can look it up. Don't go away. We'll hit the other diseases when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.